Okay, friends, today we're reading from the 5-Minute Disney Pixar Stories book. It's the 5th story in the book called Inside Out, The Riley and Bing Bong Band. It's written by Suzanne Francis, and it's read today by Mommy and
Poopy Poo.
Poopy Poo. Are you Poopy? No, you're not. Goofball. Well, you never know, friends, what strange names are going to come out of this kid. But it's nice to have you here with us, even though you have a very stinky name. Yes, I know. All right, here we go, friends. The Disney Pixar Inside Out, the Riley and Bing Bong Band. Ready? Yes, okay. Riley and her imaginary friend, Bing Bong, loved making music together. Riley was good at many instruments, and nobody could play a nose like Bing Bong. The Riley and Bing Bong Band was Joy's favorite, but the other emotions weren't such big fans. Anger thought the music was way too loud. Fear kept a close eye on the instruments. One wrong move, and Riley could swallow the kazoo. Sadness only liked the minor chords, of course. And just the sight of Bing Bong playing his nose made disgust cringe. One day after playing some new tunes, Riley and Bing Bong took a break.
"We should go on tour," said Riley.
"Great idea! Where should we go?"
asked Bing Bong.
"How about Australia?"
said Riley.
"We can take our rocket!"
"Woohoo!"
exclaimed Joy.
"A new adventure?"
"We'll get homesick," said Sadness.
Fear gathered information on Australia.
"Koalas, wallabies, goannas, look at those claws!"
I just can't,
said Disgust. Anger brightened when he saw a picture of kangaroos boxing.
"Do they really box? I'm liking this."
"We're going to Australia,"
announced Riley to Mom and Dad. "Be back for dinner," said Mom.
"I'm making my famous mashed potatoes."
"Don't forget there's a big ocean between Minnesota and Australia," said Dad.
Riley whispered to Bing Bong,
"We better bring our floaties."
"It's not a big ocean. It's a gigantic ocean,"
screamed Fear as he and the other emotions looked at a map.
"Awesome,"
sang Joy.
"Yeah, great. Salty air and humidity?"
Disgust rolled her eyes.
"Frizz City."
"Oh,"
groaned Sadness.
"What if we get lost out there?"
"We could always become pirates,"
Anger said. Riley and Bing Bong packed up everything they needed and climbed into the rocket, preparing for liftoff. Riley turned to Bing Bong.
"Okay, co-pilot, ready to check all systems?"
"Check,"
said Bing Bong, pointing at the controls.
"Check, check, and check."
"Activating rocket booster,"
said Riley.
"Mission control, all systems are go."
Riley and Bing Bong began the countdown.
10.
9.
8.
7.
6.
5.
4, 3, 2, 1,
go!
Blast off!
But nothing happened. Riley and Bing Bong were confused.
"Of course,"
said Riley.
"The rocket can't fly without fuel."
Riley and Bing Bong smiled at each other and began to sing their special song. Do you remember how it goes?
"Who's your friend who likes to play?" Bing, bong, bing, bong.
The rocket answered back, binging and bonging. Then it rumbled and roared as it flew out of the window. As they soared over the ocean, Riley and Bing Bong saw a shark, a sea turtle, a walrus, and penguins. So far, this was the best trip ever. Suddenly, Bing Bong noticed the water was getting closer.
Are we landing?
He asked. Riley and Bing Bong screamed as the rocket fell towards the big blue ocean. Riley,
that's a big blue wet thing.
It's a big blue wet thing, it's true. Riley grabbed the radio. Mission Control, we have a problem.
Oh. It's over,
shouted Fear, hiding his head in a plastic bag.
I knew it,
said Sadness. The fuel, said Joy. We were so busy being excited we forgot to sing. She plugged in an idea bulb.
We have to sing,
shouted Riley.
I'm so scared I can't remember the words,
said Bing Bong.
Sing the song! Sing the song! Shouted Anger.
Sing or we smell like seaweed, yelled Disgust. Riley shouted the words as the rocket sputtered. Bing Bong joined her, and the two sang louder and faster than ever before. You want to do it with me?
Mm-mm.
No? Who's your friend who likes to play? Bing Bong, Bing Bong, his rocket makes you yell hooray. Bing Bong, Bing Bong. The rocket skimmed the surface of the ocean and then lifted back into the air. Riley and Bing Bong kept singing as the rocket soared. Soon, they could see land.
Australia!
Shouted Riley. The emotions cheered. The creatures down under welcomed Riley and Bing Bong with big smiles.
Play us a tune, mates,
said the koala. Riley and Bing Bong played all their songs and the crowd went wild.
Even the fuel song?
I bet so. Suddenly a familiar smell drifted through the air.
Mom's famous mashed potatoes,
Riley whispered to Bing Bong.
It's time to go home.
They played one last song and then said goodbye to their new friends and rocketed back to Minnesota.
It's nice to be home, said Sadness.
Sure, it's nice to be home, but traveling is so cool,
said Joy.
I beg to differ,
said Fear.
I like staying right here in good old Minnesota. No more trips for this guy.
So, how was Australia?
Asked Dad.
It was great,
said Riley.
Tomorrow we're going on another trip to play for the penguins in Antarctica. Yes!
Joy shouted.
No!
Fear screamed before he fainted onto the floor. And that, friends, is
Poopy Poopy Doopy Doopaka.
Yeah, you know, you could say that, or you could just say the end.
Poopy 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 Doopy.
There you go, friends. That is what some people would say is Poopy 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 Poopy, and what other people might say is the end.
Deep poop.